Hello, darling. Well, hello, darling. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, darling, and I can tell, darling, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. I feel the room swaying while the band's playing one of your old favorite songs from way back when. So take her rap, fellas, find her an empty lap, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I said hello, Dolly, well, what do you know, Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Dolly, and I can tell, Dolly, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying, 'cause the band's playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her an empty knee, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I mean, hello, Dolly, what do you know, Dolly? It's so nice to have you back where you belong. I can tell, Dolly, you're looking swell. Swell, Dolly, yeah, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying while the band keeps on playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, have a little faith in me, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. Just feel that room swaying while that band is playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her a vacant knee, fellas. Dolly will never go away. Promise you never go away. Dolly will never go away.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. And the way you look tonight, yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm won't you please arrange it, 'cause I love you just the way you look tonight. It touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it, 'cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too,
what a wonderful world this would be.
Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a sliding rule is for. But I do know
one and one is two.
And if this one
could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be.
Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, your love for me. Don't know much about
history.
Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that
I love you.
And I know that
if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
La ta 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 ta.
I'm never around the world, 'cause I'm a wanderer.
Somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares. You might be king, you might possess the world and its gold. Gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world is the same, you won't change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you're nobody until somebody loves you. So get yourself somebody to love. You're nobody until somebody loves you. You're nobody until somebody cares. You might be a king, you might possess all the world and its gold. Gold won't bring you happiness when you're getting old. The world is the same, you won't change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you are nobody until somebody loves. So get yourself somebody, grab yourself somebody. You are nobody, nobody, until somebody loves you. You're nobody until somebody cares. You might be the king, you might even snatch all the world and its gold, but the gold won't get you happiness when you're getting old. The world, the whole world's the same, you're never gonna change it, as long as the stars shine above. Somebody loves you. Go out and get yourself some.
Listen, good evening, everybody. Welcome inside Shorttown Ballpark in Lakewood on what should be a fun night. Tuesday here in Shorttown. Alongside Tony Grandma, Greg Giamborisi, and the Blue Claws, the first place Jersey Shore Blue Claws, who left here last Sunday a game and a half behind Greensboro, fell to 3.5 back going into the game on Thursday, but they won the last four games down in North Carolina against the Grasshoppers, including one on Saturday where they were down 5-0 in the eighth inning and then scored a franchise record tying 18 runs on Sunday. So crazy week down there. 32-25 for Jersey Shore Phillies affiliate. And they host the Wilmington Blue Rocks today, the affiliate of the Washington Nationals. Tony Graham, welcome back. How are you?
All right, Greg. Well, great to be here. And it figures to be an interesting week, certainly, as the Blue Claws take on Wilmington. And I think you underlined it about what this league stands at right now, with the Blue Claws half game up, and Brooklyn is two games back of Jersey Shore in third place. But the big news along with the standings has to do with some moves the Phillies made involving the Blue Claws and the Clearwater Threshers. So we spoke
with City of Light Spire. I wandered to the valley of red hot steel and fire.
Well, go ahead. We spoke with manager.
So the moves first.
Okay, go ahead.
And the big one, of course, is that Aiden Miller, the Phillies' first-round pick in the draft last year, is now a Blue Claw. He was promoted after the game Sunday, flew up last night, along with pitcher George Clausen, who's had a great start to his season. He'll pitch Friday, and catcher Luis Caicudo is not in there tonight. Mitch Noonborn will start for Jersey Shore, by the way, against right-hander Luke Young. That'll be your pitching matchup. We'll get to that in a little bit. Just wanted to mention that before we get to Bull. But Miller's here now, and 27th overall pick with the Phillies last year. He's from right outside Clearwater, Trinity, Florida, about 20 minutes outside of Clearwater. Hit 275, 5 homers, 26 RBIs, 16 doubles, and 10 steals with Clearwater, and his 483 slugging percentage and 884 OPS were both second in the Florida State League at the time of his promotion, which came on his 20th birthday on Sunday. So he's the headliner, and he's here today. He'll bat second and play short, and Tony had a chance to talk to his new manager, and that, of course, is Greg Brodzinski.
And the Blue Claws are back home, which means we're back in the clubhouse with the manager of the, once again, first-place Jersey Shore Blue Claws, Greg Brodzinski, up by a half game. And Greg coming off a big series down at Greensboro where he overtook them for first place, won the last four games in that series. But a little bit of a different team tonight than left the field in Greensboro. Talk about the promotions, first of all, from this ball club, from Jersey Shore to Reading, that have just taken place.
Yeah, first of all, great to be back. Good to see you. Definitely excited for the two gentlemen that got to go up to Double A, and that was Otto Kemp and Andrick Nava. Two guys that are well-deserving of the promotion, and they were huge contributors on our club all year, and it's been really fun to see kind of their maturation to get to where they were at, you know, when they got the call up on Sunday after the game, and I couldn't be more proud of both of them for everything that they've done, you know, not only here in Jersey Shore, but in both their careers with the Phillies so far. So very deserving, and wish nothing but the best for both of them moving forward.
And the other shoe that dropped, the promotions from Clearwater to Jersey Shore. Talk about what happened today.
Yep, so a couple position players to kind of fill in the shoes of the two guys that left. We got Luis Caicudo, catcher, that started off in Clearwater. He'll be up here. And Aiden Miller, play shortstop, who both had, you know, both those guys really solid years so far down there in Clearwater. Helped that ball club win a lot of games. And you know, both exciting players in their own ways, and excited to have them, you know, part of this group and in this clubhouse. And then also George Clausen, starting pitcher, who came up from down there. He's throwing the ball really well and having a great year. And you know, college guy from the University of Minnesota, and kind of taking that next step. They're all taking that next step in their, you know, professional baseball journey. And you know, we're all excited as a staff and as a group to have them here on the team.
Miller, really the headline guy that most of the Phillies fans would be excited about, the number two ranked prospect in the system, first-round pick from last year, just turned 20 years old, actually playing shortstop, has had a good offensive year, obviously, at Clearwater. Going from low A to high A, what are the challenges now that he will face jumping A level? Not only him, but really anybody coming up from low A to high A, but what are the challenges he faces now?
Obviously for all these guys right off the bat, it's just, you know, a change of scenery. You know, it's a new place, new field, new clubhouse, new staff, new team, new teammates. And I think we do a really good job organizationally of being able to get our hands on as many players as possible during spring training, so that there's that familiarity aspect. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these guys have played together, whether, you know, it was during spring training last year in Clearwater this year. So anytime you completely uproot where you're at and you change the location, that's obviously a little something new for all the guys. And then, you know, I think everybody, as you move up a level, it's a little bit stiffer competition, and you're going to face some better arms. You're going to see some, better hitters as a pitcher, and a little bit more mature type baseball player. I think as you go up levels, each step you take, and I think that's one thing that, whether you're a position player or a pitcher, it's just a little bit better caliber player, a little higher level of game speed that you got to get used to, and just something that I think it all just kind of step into and be fine and continue to do what they're doing.
In particular, what have they told you that Miller has been doing well?
A little bit of everything, which is great. He's a fun ball player to watch. He really plays the game the right way. Plays hard. Plays a good, really good shortstop, and he can hit. He can really. That's one thing that stood out to me, seeing him when I did in spring training, just the maturity level he has at the plate and the power and the swing and the way that, he's just a pure hitter, and you can see that in him, the time that I got to spend around him. So, he's been swinging the bat well, and he's been playing a really good shortstop, so that's a good combination to start with.
Quickly, Mitch Neuenborn goes tonight. He was here last year, pitched well up Reading this year, had a bit of a rough go of it. Now he's back here. Went three innings his first start last week, did very well in those three innings. About how long do you expect him to go tonight? What do you look for from Neuenborn here tonight?
Happy to have Mitch back. I know for him, he's just getting back into the starting pitcher role. He's relieving in Reading, and he's here to kind of build up and get back into his innings in a higher amount and some more pitches. So, he did a heck of a job last week when he started for us, and he's getting another opportunity tonight. And, hopefully we can add to that, whether it's an inning or some more pitches, and just continue to build on what he did last week and get him to where he needs to go as a starter.
Okay, well, good luck tonight.
Awesome, thank you.
Blue Claws manager Greg Brodzinski earlier today with Tony. Tony, kind of an exciting day at the ballpark whenever you get kind of the big name, the up-and-coming youngster to make his debut. There's always a little bit of energy around the stadium, around the clubhouse, and I think that's certainly the case here tonight for Aiden Miller, and I think it'll be again the case on Friday when George Clausen gets the ball and will start that game for the Blue Claws coming up in a few days' time, game four of this series. But the other part of this is the Blue Claws are in a pennant race now, and they are in first place for the first time since May the 14th, and they're hosting a Wilmington team that they already swept six games from when they were here May 7th through 12th. That being said, Wilmington's playing a lot better now than they were at the time, and don't just think that because the Blue Claws swept the six-game series from them a few weeks ago that things will be the same, because that's just obviously not how baseball works. Wilmington played Hudson Valley last week. They played a seven-game series, making up a game with a doubleheader, went 3-4. But before that, they went 3-3 out at Bowling Green, who's in a battle for first place in the Southern Division. And after they left short down here, they took 4 out of 6 from Aberdeen. So, they're playing a lot better now than they were at that time. And I think it will be a good competitive series. The Blue Claws, I think, are in good shape. They have a very good starting rotation, and they've been hitting the ball extremely well. They lead the league in hitting, which I don't know that a Blue Claw team has ever done. We'll have to check on that, but right now the Blue Claws have a 9-point lead in the batting average race at .258 over Asheville, who's in second at .249. So, they're playing really well. Everybody's been hitting. Justin Crawford's not in the lineup today, but he has 10 hits in his last four games. Marion Boyd has 7 hits in his last four games, including a grand slam. William Bergoya had a 5-hit game on Sunday, which tied the Blue Claws record. He's been playing extremely well, and it's just kind of a fun environment around the team with everybody hitting. And we should also mention Leandro Pineda, who is on a 14-game hitting streak as he enters play tonight. And as well as he's played, he's still, Tony, 10 games away from tying Juwan James's club record of 24.
Well, if we can get him in, some quick comments from Phillies farm director, assistant general manager Preston Mattingly on the two promotions here to Jersey Shore from Clearwater. He said, I think for both of them, they've continued to check the boxes of things we've asked them to do. they've done, and I think it's time to challenge them a little bit more. That from Alex Coffey from the Philadelphia Inquirer on Philly.com. A couple of more quotes that I will try to get to them a little bit later on.
Mitch Newborn will get the start today in the pitching preview brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health. Mitch, a 26-year-old, he'll turn 27 on June 27th from Adelaide, Australia, born in Johannesburg, South Africa, made his 2024 Blue Claws debut last Tuesday at Greensboro, pitched very well, 3 no-hit innings, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts, and he retired all 9 of the 10 batters he faced with a 1 walk. He was in Reading getting, and now back with the Blue Claws as he gets stretched out to start. Last year with Jersey Shore at a 3.38 ERA in 42 innings with 54 strikeouts. Luke Young on the mound for Wilmington, 22-year-old right-hander from Midland Junior College in Texas. He's from San Angelo in Texas. 2-4, 3.59 ERA, 47 innings, 41 hits. He's walked 15. He struck out 35. He'll pitch twice this week, today and Sunday, in the Father's Day series finale. Blue Claws have taken the field, and time for the national anthem and then the first pitch. So Aiden Miller getting set for his Jersey Shore Blue Claws debut coming up in just a few minutes on a beautiful night here at Shoretown Ballpark with a Shore Regional combined chorus to sing the national anthem. Good evening, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood. Time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball here on Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV. Tonight, the first place Jersey Shore Blue Claws take the field against the Wilmington Blue Rocks. Blue Claws, Phillies affiliates, 32-25. Wilmington Nationals affiliates, they are 27-30 on the season. Blue Claws have won all 6 between the two. Blue Claws a half-game lead on Greensboro with 9 to play in the first half. It'll all be decided by next Thursday, June 20th. Tony, welcome back. How are you?
All right, Craig. Well, another beautiful night for baseball. Temperature hovering around 70 degrees. The weather is supposed to be very nice pretty much all week. And it's going to get warmer as the week progresses. The big news today, if you haven't heard it, in case you missed a pregame show or didn't see it elsewhere, the Phillies promoted from Clearwater here to Jersey Shore, the number 2 prospect overall in the minor leagues, Aiden Miller, the shortstop, and also the number 28 prospect in George Clausen, big right-hander with some impressive strikeout numbers, along with the catcher, who will be a backup. The quotes from Phillies assistant general manager of player development, Preston Mattingly, talking about Miller and Clausen. For Aiden, has the higher level of quality pitching, and for Clausen, a higher level of hitter, all part of their development. And kick it off tonight, here's the voice of the Blue Claws, here's Greg Jamborees.
And the Wilmington lineup, Philip Glasser at third, leads off, and Vian Del Pena at second, and David Lyle in left. Jeffrey De La Rosa is in right field batting fourth, and Kevin Bonney at short. Trey Harris, the DH, will bat sixth. Elijah Nunez in center will hit seventh, and Gavin New God first, and Maxwell Romero is catching, and he will bat ninth. So Mitch Nieuwenborn, the right-hander from Adelaide, Australia, on the mound tonight for Jersey Shore. He began his season with Double-A Reading, came back to the Blue Claws where he pitched last year. Last week, three scoreless in Greensboro. First pitch of the game is inside and low, a fastball, 92 miles an hour from Nieuwenborn. And the count is one ball, no strikes on left-hander hitting Philip Glasser, the third baseman, at 319, two homers and 13 ribbies, 15 hits in his last 35 at-bats. Left-handed hitter pitches line in the air towards center, cutting over Imari and Boyd, now back, reaching up over his head, and it lands on the grass and rolls back to the center field wall. Glasser, who lost his helmet around first, stumps at second, and he's got a leadoff double. So Wilmington, who scored 10 runs in the six-game series between these two teams last week, doubles to center field, and Wilmington is in business here in the top half of the first. That'll bring up Viondel Pena.
I don't think Boyd saw that right off the bat. He ran over instead of back. And when he turned and headed back toward the fence, the ball was over his head.
104 miles an hour, though, off the bat from Glass. The ball was really stung. So that's the first hit allowed by Nieuwenborn in three-plus innings with the Blue Claws this season. Right-hander was a free agent with the Phillies, signed him last May. And here's a drag bunt up first by Pena. Kicks into foul ground halfway up the line, and Nieuwenborn touches up. Back to second base goes Philip Glasser. Pena's a switch hitter, batting left at 282. No homers, 17 ribbies. He's 13 for his last 37. The top three hitters in this lineup: Glasser, 15 for his last 35. Pena, 13 for his last 37. And Dalen Lyle is on deck, 11 for his last 33. They've been playing very well. Wilmington went 3-4 last week against Hudson Valley. They are three games under 500 at 27-30 on the season. And that pitch is inside for a ball. So actually, they're three games over 500 in every series except the one against the Blue Claws when they went 0-6. 1-1, and a pop-up into left. Schreffler back a few steps over to his right. Plenty of room, makes the catch, and the runner will hold at second as Pena flies out. I will say this, anybody who watched that series when Wilmington was here May 7th through 12th, I don't know that they would necessarily believe you if I told you that Wilmington was three games over 500 in every other game besides that week. But, you know, sometimes you just have a bad week, and maybe that was it for Wilmington. Blue Claws, I guess we'll find out this week. Very obviously an important series. Blue Claws a half game up on Greensboro with nine games left to play. We'll monitor that game for you there in Winston-Salem tonight. And the first pitch is a no-pitch, a balk is called Nieuwenborn. And that'll move Glasser ahead to third. And Blue Claws will bring the infield in. Troy Schreffler in left, Marion Boyd in center, Leandro Pineda in right, Eric Brito at third, Aiden Miller at short, William Bergoya at second, Zach Arnold at first, pitches inside, and it's 1-0. And the catcher is Jordan Disson. Dalen Lyle, the batter, 285, three homers, 20 ribbies. The left fielder for Wilmington is wearing their navy blues today. Blue Claws in their home whites. Infield in the shadows, from the infield dirt out right now, in the sun, popped up off third, and foul out of play. Lyle, 21 years old, second round pick in 2021 from high school in Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah, he's really the jewel in this lineup for Wilmington.
Greensboro already scored twice in the first. Split change popped up on the infield. Miller backpedaling behind second base. The shortstop makes the call. Still in the infield dirt and makes the catch and holds Glasser at third. So now Nieuwenborn is one out away from getting out of this jam. Leadoff double. And runner at third for Jeremy De La Rosa. Yeah, the Tamar Johnson singled, and then Charles McAdoo homered five pitches into the game. It was 2-0 Greensboro down at Winston-Salem. So Blue Claws a half-game lead on the Hoppers. Here's Jeremy De La Rosa, 9 for 45, and a change is a strike. Nieuwenborn throws a Vulcan change. So it's a change, like a split change, but the ball goes between his middle finger and his ring finger. And it's just been a great pitch that he's developed over the last few years. 0-1, check swing, and he went around, I think. Yes, he did. High fastball. And it's 0-2. Connor Kroll's the base umpire, made that call, and the plate umpire is Jamal Allen. So Noonborn trying to pitch around, trouble in the first. Runner at third, two out, no score. Mitch is set from the belt, looks the runner, Glasser to third. The pitch is swung on and missed, knocked the fastball by him. Strike three and the inning is over. Well done by Mitch Noonborn. He strikes out De La Rosa and strands the lead runner at third. No runs, one hit, and one left. He played half an inning. It's Wilming did nothing. Blue Claws coming to bat on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News and World Report for our pediatric care in urology system-wide and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/children's health. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes.
Marion Boyd leading it off here for Jersey Shore as we head into the bottom of the first inning. Scoreless game. Boyd in center, then Aiden Miller at short. He bats second, and Leandro Pineda in right. Henry Mendez, DHS, bats fourth, and Eric Brito at third. William Burgoyes at second base, and he will bat sixth. Troy Schreffler's in left. Zach Arnold's at first, batting eighth and batting ninth, and catching is Jordan Disson. So here's Boyd, who hit his first home run of the season in the first inning on Sunday in Greensboro, a grand slam. 214, a homer, 16 batted in. First pitch by Luke Young is down the middle, strike call at 91 miles an hour, and the count is nothing and one. Lineup brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org, New Jersey's most comprehensive health system. Breaking ball outside, one ball and one strike. Luke Young in his 11th start, 0-1, a 2-4 with a 3.59 ERA. 47 innings, 41 hits, 15 walks, 35 strikeouts. Breaking ball, bounce to third, fair. Backhand by Glasser, off balance, throw off the bag, and safe is Boyd. Dugas came off the bag at first and didn't get back in time. That'll be an E5 on the third baseman, Glasser. And Boyd is safe. So an E5 on the throw, and Boyd aboard. Now, Dugas came off. I don't know that he had to. He had plenty of time. Connor Kroll, the base umpire, made the call. Boyd has 12 steals, quietly up to 12. And fastball high to Aiden Miller. So here's Aiden, who's making his Blue Claws debut. He turned 20 years old on Sunday. In fact, after their game Sunday, he was told he was coming to the Blue Claws. Throw to first. Boyd was leaning, and he's back in safely. Diving in head first. Miller had a great run with the Threshers. Just 20 miles from home in Trinity, Florida. 275, 5 homers, 26 ribbies, 16 doubles, and 10 steals. Boyd a good lead. Miller's a right-handed batter. Pitches high, a fastball, and it's 2-0 on the Phillies' first-round pick, 27th overall in the 2023 draft. Miller had a .483 slugging percentage and an .884 OPS with Clearwater, both second best in the Florida State League. Another throw to first, and again, Boyd in safely. So now Luke Young can't throw over again during this Aiden Miller plate appearance. The second baseman is Vandel Pena. He's up near the bag. First baseman Dugas holds Boyd on. Big hole on the right side for Miller, though, likes to drive the ball up the gaps. Deep in that righty box, stands pretty tall. and awaits the 2-0. And he hits a grounder foul up through. Greg Brodzinski pointing to it. It was only fouled by 3 feet. A for effort, though.
Those balls down the line. If they stay in the ballpark on the ground, no matter where they land.
Well, if they're between the base and bull, he's still pointing.
If they're between the railing and bull, yeah, he's going to point fair.
So 2-1, the count on Miller. And there goes Boyd. Pitches outside. Throw to second on a hop. And in time, they get Boyd head first, who's now 0-for-4, trying to steal bases against catcher Maxwell Romero. And the seven games now between these two teams this year.
Another perfect throw by Romero.
One hop right on the bag. So Boyd now 12 out of 17 stealing bases this season. Pitch was a ball. 3-1 on Miller, and here it is. Fastball skied in the air to right. Playable for De La Rosa. Drifts back a few steps. 15 feet in front of the track. Keith puts it away. So Miller flies out, and there's one down. Two down, excuse me, here in the first. That'll bring up Leandro Pineda, the right fielder, who's got a 14-game hitting streak going, over which he's 21 for his last 61. He actually extended it with the game-winning hit in the comeback ninth inning rally on Saturday. And he lays off a high fastball there. It's one ball, no strikes. Blue Claws were down 5-0 in the eighth inning on Saturday. Scored four in the eighth, including a home run by William Bergoya, his first as a pro. Swing and a miss, changeup, 1-1. And then scored four more in the ninth inning to come back and win it. Here's the 1-1. And here's a line shot deep up at the gap in right center. Long run. De La Rosa reaching out. Can't get it. And it one-ups off the right center field wall. Pineda around second will hold there. And that's 15 in a row now for the white-hot Leandro Pineda. Extending the hitting streak. He's at second with two men away.
Pineda whacks his ninth double of the season.
Oh, it's drilled. And that's 100 miles an hour off the bat as well from Leandro Pineda. So he's at second with two down. Here's Henry Mendez, the designated hitter. Blue Claws' hit streak record is 24. Juwan James did that in 2010. This is the longest hitting streak by a Blue Claw now at 15 since they became a High A affiliate in 2021. Mendez big, cut it a miss. 0-1. Henry at 263, no homers, 15 runs batted in. Young faced the Blue Claws on May 9th, gave up 5 runs on 5 hits and 4 and a third, including home runs to both Eric Brito, who's in the lineup today, and Cade Fergus, who's now in Reading. And there's a strike on the inside corner. A fastball, and the count is nothing and 2. Reading is hosting Portland tonight. Otto Kemp is batting 5th and playing 3rd. Cade Fergus batting 9th and playing center. Noah Hendrick Nava, who is up there today for the first time. He'll split time with Caleb Ricketts, who's catching today. 0-2 on Mendez with Pineda off second. And the pitch is grounded to second. Right there, playing on the backhand is Viandel Pena. Tosses to first in the inning is over. So Mendez grounds out. No runs on a hit. No errors and a man left. No score to the second. Valley Long at BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team. Mitch Newborn back out there. No score as we head to the top of the second inning. Kevin Made leading it off here for Wilmington. Right-handed batter, formerly with the Cubs, came over to the Nationals last year. First pitch is in there. The strike, the change from Newborn. And the count, nothing and one. Each team with a double in the first inning. Blue Claws had Marion Boyd on reaching on an error, but he got caught stealing. Before Pineda's double, there's a splitter down to the dirt outside, and it's one ball and one strike. Mitch from Australia. He was actually born in Johannesburg, South Africa. Moved to Perth when he was three. Now lives in Adelaide. And that one bounced foul. While last year was his first professional experience in the States, he'd been in camp with a couple of teams previously around the COVID era. He's pitched for Team Australia in the World Baseball Classic and pitched multiple years for Adelaide in the ABL. Fastball outside, and the count 2-2 on Kevin Made. So he's been around, and he also pitched at Northern Iowa Area Community College, where he pitched under now Phillies minor league pitching coordinator Travis Hergert. Fastball just missed outside, and that runs the count full at 3-2.
Adelaide is the capital and largest city of South Australia.
Little grounder outside of third foul, and the count is still 3-2. I thought you were going to say the home Phillies minor league off-season home, which it also is.
And home of the ABL champion.
Two-time ABL champion, Adelaide Giants. Swing and a miss, got in the chain, strike three. Second strikeout for Mitch. Strikeout brought to you by Manhattan Bagel. This day's begin at Manhattan Bagel. Stop by for bagels made fresh in-store every day. The traditional New York way, boiled and baked with love.
It is also the fifth most populous city in Australia. So if you're ever on Jeopardy, Greg, you know.
And that pitch is outside for a ball. It's 1-0 on Trey Harris.
Some impactful facts about Adelaide.
And that one is outside and low. 2-0. Newmore had a really nice year with the Blue Claws last year. Began as a reliever. They moved him into the rotation at the end of the season. Got off to a bit of a bumpy start in Double-A Reading this year. Fastball strike. And they decided to stretch him back out. And that's why he's down here with Jersey Shore. Pitched very well last week in Greensboro. Only 3 innings. Faced 10 batters. But that's because he's not fully stretched out yet. Swing and a miss. Snuck that fastball by Harris, and the count is 2-2. Harris at a .183 with a home run. Former Braves farmhand from Huntsville, Alabama. Newborn has struck out the last two, and the pitch is in the dirt. Schreffler, Boyd, Pineda left to right of the outfield. Brito and Miller third and short. Bergoya and Arnold second and first. And Jordan Disson is behind the plate. That one got him looking. Strike three, fastball. Three in a row for Mitch Newborn. Two down for Elijah Nunez, the center fielder. Nunez was not with Greensboro when they were here. I'm sorry, not Greensboro. He was not with
Wilmington
when they were here back in May. And that one is in there for a strike. 4-for-27 for Nunez, a left-handed batter. 14th round pick in 2023 out of TCU. So that Greensboro-Winston-Salem game is already 2-2. Lined up the left field line by Nunez. Slicing foul out of play. Still 2-2.
And that game's not even in Greensboro.
No, it's not. It's in Winston. Top of the second. But Greensboro already a leadoff double. So that's going to go back and forth all night. Blue Claws again have a half-game lead on Greensboro coming into the night. 9 to play. 2-2 on Nunez. And that's on the inside corner for a ball. And the 1-2.
You had him out. Noonborn was walking off the mound.
Hawkeye had him out. Pretty darn close. 1-2 pitch. And here it is. Lifted foul off third. Still 1-2. So Noonborn set at the belt. Here's the 1-2. That's at the knees. Got him looking. Strike 3. So Noonborn strikes out the side in the second. 1-2-3 go the Blue Rocks. No score. Bottom 2. Valley Live. BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer. Thirsty Thursdays. Amazing promotions. Great theme nights. Giveaways. Live music. And so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Eric Brito leading it off here for Jersey Shore as we head into the bottom of the second inning. No score in Blue Claws and the Wilmington Blue Rocks from Shoretown Ballpark. Blue Claws a half game up on Greensboro with 9 to play in the first half. Brito takes a curveball high. The count is 1-0. We told you they're ahead of Greensboro, but there are a couple of other teams in striking distance. Brooklyn is 2 back. Hudson Valley is 2.5 back. They're playing each other. Brooklyn leads that one 1-0. In the top of the third, they're up in Hudson Valley. Breaking ball outside, 2-0. But ultimately, Tony, it all rests on with the Blue Claws. If they take care of their business, they will be in the postseason. But we'll see over the next week and a half. That one is inside, ball 3. And it's 3-0 on Eric Brito. 277, a homer, 15 RBIs. 12 multi-hit games. He had 9 with the Blue Claws last year from June 13th when he arrived on through. And he takes that one in there for a called strike. You know, Navatoni, I guess, got a little more, and Pineda, we've talked about a lot, but Brito is a much improved hitter as well. We know he can pick it, but he's been much better with the bat this season. 3-1 is on the outside corner, and the count is full at 3-2. Blue Claws and the Blue Rocks from Shoretown Ballpark, first of 6. 7:05 all week and 1:05 on Sunday. Mate backs up a bit at short to the outfield grass. 3-2 on Brito. Luke Young's pitches outside and low. He won't do. So Brito's got 9 stolen bases and 10 attempts. Is aboard with a leadoff walk here for the second. And that'll bring up another hot hitter in William Bergoya, who is 25 for his last 64. which is a 391 clip in his last 18 starts. And he's 33 for his last 93. That's 355 since April 30th. So he's just been really mashing the ball over a six-week stretch for the Blue Claws. Pitch to him is inside, a left-handed batter with a count 1-0. Tony, remember, he got off to a slow start. He's very young, and he was hitting just 145 going into that game on April 30th. But we've had an extended hot stretch for the young second baseman. 1-0, ripped to first, past the dive of Dugas, base hit right field. Brito round second, and he'll have to stop there. He had to freeze to make sure that ball got through and didn't hit him, so he can only advance one base. But another base hit for Bergoglio, and the Blue Claws are in business here in the second inning. That was 99.9 off the bat, but we'll round up for him. And the Claws have runners at first and second with nobody out. I would never actually suggest this, but I wonder if Greg Brodzinski is thinking about a potential bunt here with Schreffler, who can definitely handle the bat, and he has speed to leg it out if he puts it in a good spot. And you're thinking a game that, you know, might be a relatively low-scoring game with some solid pitchers out there. I wouldn't be shocked if Schreffler bunts here. Granted, it's 2024, so nobody bunts ever, but not impossible.
I would do it.
And he does square and drops it down foul behind the plate. Like more of a drag bunt attempt. But yeah, that's how a lot of guys do it now anyway.
Third baseman Glasser now playing even with the bag.
And the 0-1, not bunting this time. It's a curveball high and tight. Treffler at 218, three home runs, 10 RBIs, and six stolen bases on the season for Troy from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, the University of Maryland. Third baseman Glasser even with the bank. So to the first baseman Dugas. Two on, nobody out. And a fastball line sharply left side, caught by Monty. Spins it, throws back to second. They double off Brito, two away. Nothing Brito could do. And a 6-4 line drive double play, two down in the second.
Yeah, heck of a play by Mate. That ball was ticketed for left field on a base hit. I don't know if they would have been able to send Brito on that. Brito has good speed, but that ball is so hard. But it's all a moot point now.
It was 107 off the bat for Schreffler, and nothing to show for it. Here's Zach Arnold hitting 221, two homers. Breaking ball, that's low. It's one ball, no strikes. 19 ribbies for Zach. Right-handed batter, but Jordan Disson in the on-deck circle. Blue Claws have really scorched a few in this ballgame so far. Pineda, Bergoglio, and Schreffler among the first seven batters. And Arnold skies one of the air to shallow center. This should end the inning. Nunez coming in. Does he see it, though? Yes. He put his hands out but he did. And the inning is over. No runs, one hit, and one run. We have played two innings at short town, and no score on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care in urology system-wide and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/children's health. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Top of the third inning, no score. Blue Claws and the Wilmington Blue Rocks here at Shoretown Ballpark. Gavin Dugan, Maxwell Romero, and the top of the order, Philip Glasser, to face right-hander Mitch Newborn. He threw three innings last week in Greensboro, and I'm sure they hope, Tony, they can get four out of him tonight as they slowly stretch out the right-hander. I think we will see a Stevenson Jimenez a little bit later on tonight as well. Fastball strike, nothing in one. So Jimenez had been the kind of Wednesday starter for Jersey Shore, but he won't start this turn. So I'm sure they'll get him into a longer game, and that changes a little bit. Low, one ball, one strike. I'm sure they'll get him into kind of a piggyback role to get him a few innings this week, with Gene Cabrera going tomorrow, who's, you know, thrown six and seven innings a few times this year. Tonight would seem to make the most sense. Fly ball right field by Duga. Back on it, Pineda. In front of the track, he's got room. The lefty makes a two-handed catch, and there's one man away. Duga flies out. He was at 340 in Fredericksburg before a promotion to Wilmington. Now 4 for 25 with the Blue Rocks. There's Maxwell Romero, the catcher, who is hitting 150, but Blue Claws have seen his impact defensively. He threw out six Blue Claws stealing in their last series. And he already has thrown out a Marion Boyd tonight. Boyd can't buy a base against him. 0 for 4. The lefty Romero takes a slider for a strike. Nothing and one. Romero, by the way, now with that caught stealing of Boyd, has thrown out 17 this year in league best. That's a fastball on the outside corner from Newborn to the count. Nothing and two. No score, top of the third.
Yeah, and those picks to second have been right on the money every time. Certainly at least against the Blue Claws.
Yeah. Here's a fly ball down the left field line, foul, and that's back out of play. So one out, nobody on, top of the third. And that's outside. But sun was out all weekend and most of today, but right now, partly cloudy skies here at Shoretown Ballpark. Here's the 1-2. Check swing. He went around. Strike three. Five strikeouts for Newborn through the first time through the order. And that'll bring up Philip Glasser, the third baseman, who doubled his first time. Glasser's double landed just shy of the wall in center field. That one cut on and missed. And the count is nothing in one. Newborn out of the stretch. And the pitch is a split change, swing and a miss. And the count 0-2. Bottom of the third. Get another look at Aiden Miller, about third. Jordan Disson and Marion Boyd and Miller.
Greensboro has scored five runs in the top of the second. Still batting at Winston-Salem. Greensboro leads 7-2.
Swing and a miss. Another ball in the dirt, blocked by Disson. Strike three to his feet. Throws the first side, retired. Great start for Mitch Newborn. Six strikeouts amongst the first 10 batters that he's faced. Two in the third, and down in order go the Rocks. No score, bottom three. Valley Line, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
you may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Join the...
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood. We head into the bottom of the third inning. Still don't score. Blue Claws and Wilmington, first of six. Blue Claws came into the half game up on Greensboro, who is winning tonight in Winston-Salem. Nine games left, including tonight, Greensboro up 7-2. Here's Disson batting for the first time, and he hits a chopper up the middle. Mate, long run, the shortstop, the second baseman, Pena can't get it either, and it splits him and goes to the center. A leadoff base hit for Disson. Blue Claws have a hit in each inning, and a runner aboard at first for Marion Boyd here in the third.
Yeah, look. Blue Claws have had the leadoff runner on now in each inning.
But nothing to show for it yet. Disson not a threat to go. Held on at first by Dugas. And here's Boyd, who reached on an E5 his first time. Young out of the stretch, and a slider is a call. Strike on the outside corner, and the count nothing and one. Luke Loss facing Luke Young for the second time. He scored five runs off him in four-plus innings back on May the 9th in a 7-3 win. Young out of the stretch. And here's the pitch. Breaking ball, bouncing to third. Grabbed by Glasser, goes to second. There's one on the first double play. 5-4-3, two down. Well, to turn two on Boyd, he's got to hit it pretty hard and right at somebody. That's what he did. And just like that, two up, two down for Aiden Miller. Aiden making his Blue Claws debut tonight, the right-handed batter, Trinity, Florida. And here's the first pitch. That's at the knees for a ball. And the count 1-0. Talking to him before, he's a super nice young man. Just turned 20 years old on Sunday, the day he was told by Marty Malloy that he was headed up to high A. Curveball in there for a called strike. I got to do a little more digging, but what he did, you know, hit 884 OPS, 483 slug, just mashed the ball as a 19-year-old in low A his first year. That's pretty rare. Fastball, foul back, good rip, and it's 1-2. Aiden missed basically it's all of his senior year of high school last spring. Broke a hamate bone. I asked, he hit by a pitch and said no swinging. So that was unfortunate for him, but I guess it worked out for the Phillies. And a 1-2 is high. He said he's looking for a picture of him running out to first base with Ryan Howard during a Philly spring training game.
Oh boy.
When he was a kid. It's pretty cool. 2-2 on Miller. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, low, good eye, and the count full at 3-2. He flew out to right field his first time. No score, bottom of the third. He will be the everyday shortstop. Brian Rincon out with a hamstring injury. And Miller needing just 2 months in Clearwater before getting the high A. Fastball, skied high in the air, foul off first out of play. Romero gives it a look, but it's in the seats. Still 3-2. So Miller and Zach Arnold are the only members of the 2023 draft class, and now George Clausen as well, to be with the Blue Claws. Clausen will pitch Friday, sixth round pick last year from the University of Minnesota. 3-2 on Aiden Miller, two out, nobody on in the third, and the pitch, fastball, swing and a miss, got it by him, strike three, and that retires the seventh. No runs, one hit, and nobody left. We have played three, no score. You're listening to Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball here on Valley Line, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for for another Summer of Blue Claws. Head to blueclaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's blueclaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Hear that?
Top of the fourth.
That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ.
Top of the fourth inning, and Mitch Neuenborn set to face 2, 3, and 4 in the order for Wilmington. Viandel Pena to lead it off. And the first pitch to him is slow and skips away. It's a ball, 1-0. 40 pitches, 28 first strikes through the first three innings for Neuenborn, who has struck out 6 and walked none. And the right-hander, everything out of the stretch for Mitch, and deals fastball inside. It's 2-0. Neuenborn in his fourth inning tonight, last year, with Jersey Shore. He went as long as 5 innings 3 times late in the season. The 2-0 Pena bounces foul down the first base side. It's 2 balls and 1 strike to Pena, who skied out to left his first at bat. He's a switch hitter from the left side against a right-hander, Neuenborn. And Mitch deals. The let-up is high and away. It's 3 balls and 1 strike on Pena from Neuenborn, who's set. And the 3-1. Pena takes strike called at the letters, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dalen Lyle will be next. And then Jeremy De La Rosa to follow here for the Blue Rocks, the Washington Nationals affiliate in the Sally League. Here's the 3-2, and that's inside, ball 4, he walked in. So first walk of the night from Neuenborn. And Pena can run. He's got 9 steals this year. He's been caught once. Now, since he turned pro in 2018, he has stolen 81 bases, so he'll have to be watched. Here is Lyle. Popped to short his first time up, popped to Aiden Miller, and takes a called strike. It's 0-1 on Lyle. He is the 7th-ranked prospect in the national system. Here's Lyle. Left-hand batter. Swings and pops another one on the left side, carrying out to left field, and there is Schreffler waiting for it, and he makes the play, and that's one down here in the top of the fourth inning. Blue Claws have a couple of guys out still. Felix Reyes, who is out for personal reasons, is here now and should be back in the next couple of days, according to manager Greg Brodzinski. The cleanup hitter is Jeremy De La Rosa, 196, 2 homers, 11 runs batted in. His 14th game with Wilmington. Snap throw to first, not in time. Struck out his first at bat. He is 9-for-46. 196, 2 homers and 11 runs batted in for De La Rosa. Left-hand hitter, and he takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. To De La Rosa. The runner at first is Pena. He walked. And the stretch. Long pause. The 1-1 is in there for a called strike, and it's 1-2. Alex Rayo, pitcher on the DL with an arm issue, or the IL now, as they say. Chuck King also on the IL with a back issue. He's been very good as King in relief this year. Here's a swing of the bouncing ball, left side, grabbed by Brito at third, goes to second out there. No relay, close play at second.
That's a good play.
And they get the lead runner.
A lot of third basemen would have just taken the sure out at first. Brito had to charge that and then turn and angle his body more than 90 degrees back towards second, and he put it on the bag for Burgoya. That's a good play.
So two outs. The base runner is De La Rosa at first. And Kevin Made, right-hand hitter, takes low for a ball. It's 1-0. No runs, one hit, one error for Wilmington. 0-3-0 for Jersey Shore as the Blue Rocks bat here in the top of inning number four. And the 1-0, and that's low and inside. It's two balls and no strikes on Made. 230, no homers, and 16 runs batted in. He's been a pro since 2021. He is a 21-year-old. And the 2-0 checks his swing. It's across for a strike. It's two balls and one strike. Jamal Allen calling balls and strikes tonight. Connor Crowell is the base umpire. The stretch. The 2-1 swung on, pop, foul behind the plate. Might be a play here for Disson. There is. He's waiting. He's got it. And the side is retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left. We go to the bottom of the fourth. No score between Jersey Shore and Wilmington on MILB TV, Bally Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
To go, bottom of the fourth inning, scoreless game. 22-year-old right-hander, right-hander Luke Young, 11th round pick of the Nationals in 2022, gets set to face 3-4-5 for Jersey Shore. Leandro Pineda, who doubled to right center first time up, extended his hitting streak to 15 games. Swings and pops this one up in front of the plate. The catcher Romero is out, calling and catching. And that's one pitch, one swing, one away. First time the Blue Claws have not had the leadoff runner on tonight in an inning. Blue Claws now have a right-hander warming up. So that will probably do it for Mitch Neuenborn tonight.
Yeah, that is Jimmy Stevenson Jimenez.
Henry Mendez grounded out his first at bat. Looks at a called strike. It's nothing and one from Young. 6'3", 170 from Midland, Texas Junior College. And Young with the next one. That's beneath the knees. It's one ball, one strike. 2-4 with that ERA of 3.59. Coming into the ballgame is Young. and delivers, swinging a fly ball into shallow left. Digging hard is Lyle toward the line. The third baseman going out there in foul ground. It drops safely for no harm but a foul ball. Can't say no foul because the ball is foul. Now the count is one ball and two strikes on Mendez. The 3.59 ERA, seventh best in the Sally League going into action today. Mendez with a count at 1-2 on the left-hand hitter, formerly in the Milwaukee system. Swings and golfs a foul off to the left side, and the count holds it. One ball and two strikes. Hendry came over from the Brewers in the trade that sent his AAA minor leaguer Oliver Dunn to Milwaukee. Swings and whacks it on the right side. Diving, sliding, stopped by Peña. He's up, throwing, and just in time to get Mendez, who throws his hands in the air in frustration. Fine diving stop and play by Peña to retire Mendez, and that's two down. So it brings up Eric Brito, who walked his first time up. Blue Claws had the leadoff runner aboard in each of the first three innings. Now two outs, nobody on here in the fourth. As Young, the right-hander, the full motion windup, and delivers a called strike in the outside corner. No balls and one strike to Brito. Young working quickly, kicks and throws, and that one misses wide. It's one ball and one strike on Eric. 22 years old, been playing professionally since 2019, hitting 277, a homer, 15 runs batted in this season. Swings and misses at a high fastball, and the count is 1-2 on Brito. Eric playing third tonight with Aiden Miller here, and pretty much going to play shortstop most nights he's out there. One ball and two strikes on Eric. And Young rocks into action and delivers. Swing and a miss. Chased a high fastball, struck him out. And that retires the side. Nothing doing for Jersey Shore as we go to the fifth. No score between the Blue Claws and Wilmington on MILB TV, Valley Live at BlueClaws.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Top of the fifth, no score in the ball game. Tony Graham alongside the voice of the Blue Claws, Greg Jamboree, and Estebanzin Jimenez, the right-hander from Venezuela, 22-year-old, set to face 6, 7, and 8 for Wilmington here in the top of the fifth. As Mitch Neuenborn's night is complete, and Trey Harris takes the first delivery from Jimenez. That's outside for a ball. It's 1-0.
Four innings, no runs, one hit.
One pitch is fouled away.
One walk and six strikeouts for Neuenborn. An excellent outing
It'll be Harris, Nunez, and Dugas. And here's a chopper back toward the mound. Jimenez after it, has it, turns, whirls, throws in time. Fine play by Jimenez to retire Harris, one away.
He made that a little more difficult than I think he needed to. I don't know if he underestimated or overestimated Harris's speed, but you know, he made a bare hand pickup and an off-balance throw, and he still got him by 20 feet. He had plenty of time. That was a slick play.
This will bring up Elijah Nunez, who struck out. That was his first at-bat against Nunborn. Takes a strike from Jimenez, nothing and one. Jimenez is 2-7 with a 6.60 ERA, swing and a miss, and it's nothing and two. This is his 11th appearance and his first in relief. He was 2-7 over those first decisions there, all as a starter. The pitch to Nunez. Swing and a miss on the ball in the dirt. Tag applied, and that's the first strikeout for Jimenez, and that's quickly two gone here on the top of the fifth inning. Brings up the number eight hitter in Gavin Dugas. Right-hand batter with two outs and nobody on here in the top of the fifth inning. Dugas sky to right, his first at bat. Righty on righty here as Jimenez goes to work. It's inside, one ball and no strikes. On Dugas, 24-year-old out of Louisiana State University. Takes ball two, 2-0. Sixth-round pick in 2023 was Dugas. And Jimenez falls behind on him, 3-0. 160, no homers, no runs batted in for Dugas. This just his ninth game with Wilmington. The 3-0 is swung on, hit deep, left field. And it's going. Schrefter looks up. It is gone. On to the berm. Dugas gives Wilmington the lead. 1-0 here in the top of the fifth inning. Nobody really saw that coming, but he got all of that and blasted it onto the berm in left. That's his first home run with Wilmington here in his ninth game, the sixth in his career, for the sixth-round pick in 2023.
I mean, he was hitting 340 with Fredericksburg, their low-A team, before his promotion, so off to a bit of a slow start, but that is his first home run with Wilmington. He had three with Fredericksburg this year in 27 games.
Romero, the hitter, now with a count at no balls and two strikes. Two out lightning here for Wilmington in the top of the fifth inning. Not a team that hits a whole lot of home runs, to be sure. Swinging the ball, dribbled foul at the plate. Wilmington last in the league in hitting coming in. And they are last in the league in home runs at just their 20th of the season. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And the side is retired. But not before Dugas goes deep. One run, one hit. No errors, nobody left. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Jersey Shore trails at 1-0 on MLB TV, Bally Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Jersey Shore trails it now 1-0. Luke Young has blanked the Blue Claws on three hits. They had a couple of early opportunities. And the right-hander will face 6, 7, and 8 for Jersey Shore. William Bergoya, who singled to right to begin the second inning, will lead it off. And the pitch to Bergoya is wide for a ball, 1-0. We'll have the out-of-town scoreboard for you coming up in the sixth inning, brought to you by Insurance Office of America. Here's the 1-0. Bergoya takes a breaking ball across for a strike. It's one ball and one strike to Bergoya. Here's the 1-1 on the outside corner. IOA, Insurance Office of America, insures business in our area for property, general liability, auto workers' compensation, and employee benefits, and more. 1-2 on Bergoya. The pitch is just a tad low, and it's 2-2. For IOA information, call Larry DePalma, 732-251-2900. The 3-2 to Bergoya is on the outside corner, but he checked his swing, and it's called a ball. And now the count of 3 balls and 2 strikes on Bergoya. Look good from here, but I won't tell. 3 balls and 2 strikes, here it is. Swung on, driven in the gap to left center. Lyle, a long run. The center fielder, a long run. They can't get it. It falls in, base hit. Bergoya heading for second. The throw will be late as Bergoya slides in head first with a leadoff double here in the bottom of the fifth inning. So that's the fourth time now in the 5 innings the Blue Claws have gotten the leadoff batter aboard. Double plays, 2 of them have wiped out the prior threats. The stolen base caught stealing, snuffed out another. Here's Troy Schreffler, who lined into that double play with 2 on and nobody out back in the second. Hit the ball about as hard as you can, but Madej at short made a sparkling backhand stab. Here's the pitch to Schreffler, fastball inside. And it's 1 ball and 0 strikes. No action in the bullpen for Wilmington. Runner at second is Bergoya. Nobody out. Blue Claws trail at 1-0. And the pitch takes Lou. And it's 2-0. Bergoya edging out at second. Ruffler out of the University of Maryland. The pitch swings, chops it to the left side. The third baseman rolls under his glove. Shortstop retrieves, throws late. All hands safe. Bergoya remains at second. Bergoya had to stay there. The ball was hit in front of him. The third baseman, Glasser, cut across. The ball skipped under his glove. Madej backed it up. But Treffler, who can run, beat the throw to first, and the Blue Claws now, for the second time in the ballgame, have first and second with nobody out, this time here in the fifth inning. So here's Zach Arnold, the former Houston Cougar. Flew out to center his first at bat. Drafted in the 14th round by the Phillies in 2023. Bergoya at second. Schreffler at first, both with good speed. Young deals, bunt, foul at the plate. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike on Arnold. Well, twice in this ballgame, we've seen the Blue Claws attempt bunts. Schreffler earlier, and both have been fouled off at the plate. Here's Zach at 220 with two homers and 19 runs batted in. A long stretch. Again, he shows bunt. He drops it out near the mound. The third is not in time. The pitcher Young came off the mound, whirled through to third late, and the bases were loaded with nobody out. Bang, bang, play at third. And base umpire Connor Crowell called Bergoglio safe. That'll be a bunt single for Arnold. Now that fielder's choice?
Yeah. Okay. I think it's a sack.
Yeah,
that's
fielder's
true. Choice.
Yeah, sack fielder's choice. Yeah. And now here's Jordan Disson with the bases loaded and nobody out here for Jersey Shore. The pitch to him, he swings. It's a high drive, deep left field. Could it be? Could it be? It is. A grand slam home run. Jordan Disson turns this game upside down, and the Blue Claws lead it 4-1 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The sixth home run of the season, and he'll never hit a bigger one. The 10th in the career of the 22-year-old, 12th round pick of the Phillies in 2022. How about that?
Second straight game with a home run for Disson. And second straight game with a grand slam for the Blue Claws. Remember, Marion Boyd did one on Sunday.
Here's the guy that hit one on Sunday. Marion Boyd takes a strike at the big swing and fouls it off. And it's one ball and one strike. So Disson tonight is 2-for-2. Single back in the third and a grand slam here in the fifth. 0-2, Boyd. Bloops it down the right field line. The ball is landing foul. Closer to the line than I thought. It is a foul ball, and Boyd, who is speeding towards second, will have to come back. So a double by Bergoglio. An infield hit by Schreffler that did not advance the runner. A fielder's choice. Safe all around on a bunt by Arnold. Loaded the bases, and Disson unloaded them. And that would have been out of any ballpark. Anywhere, anytime. Well up on the berm in left field. Oh and two on Boyd. Young's pitch is tap foul, third base side. The Blue Claws, their sixth hit. And now the game rests in the hands of Estevenson Jimenez. Right now, Boyd taps it toward short, charged by Madej, who guns to first just in time to get the speedy of Marion Boyd. And that's one gone here in the bottom of the fifth. So here's Aiden Miller making his Blue Claws debut tonight. Has flown to right. And struck out. And takes wide for a ball. It's 1-0. Miller hit 16 doubles in the Florida State League. That was tops in the circuit. Here's the pitch. Takes one inside. It's 2-0 on the just-turned 20-year-old on Sunday. Lives just about 20 miles from the Bay Care Ballpark, the home of the Clearwater Threshers. The 2-0. Swings, pops a foul back out this way. And out of play, and the count is 2-1. With five home runs, that tied him for 10th in the Florida State League. To go along with a .275 batting average. The 2-1 is banged hard to third, fielded there by Glasser, who pegs across in time. And that's two gone here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here's Leandro Pineda. He extended his hitting streak to 15 games with a double back in the first inning. 1-for-2 tonight is Pineda hitting it. 309, seven homers, 40 runs batted in. Taps a foul down the first base side, and the count is no balls and one strike. on Pineda. Came in tonight fifth in the league in hitting, third in runs batted in. The pitch to him, swing and a miss, breaking ball. And it's nothing and two on Pineda. And now he steps out. Now Luke Young had dodged a couple of bullets early in the ball game, but not here in the fifth inning. And the right-hander to the plate. Strike three called, and the side is retired. But for Jersey Shore, four runs on two hits. Big blow, of course, Jordan Disson's grand slam home run. No errors and nobody left. Greg Giambarisi back with you in the sixth. We've gone through five. It's the Blue Claws up 4-1 on MILB TV, Bally Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News and World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
So as Stevenson Jimenez now in line for the win, Blue Claws have a 4-1 lead as we start the top of the sixth inning after that grand slam by Jordan Disson. Philip Glasser, lefty from Indiana, leads off, takes a fastball high, and it's 1-0. Glasser doubled in the first inning, was stranded at third, and then struck out swinging in the third. Mitch Newborn, the Blue Claw starter, four innings, struck out six, gave up just one hit, no runs. Fastball outside from Jimenez, and the count is two balls and no strikes. Tony, the Blue Claws hit three grand slams in 2021, 2 and 3. And that one is a little bit low. And the count is two balls and no strikes. And they have three grand slams since May 30th. Justin Crawford had one on May 30th. Marion Boyd had one on Sunday. Fastball strike. And the count 3-1 on Glasser. And then Jordan Disson hit one here in the bottom of the fifth. Amazingly enough, though, it's not the first time in this recent vintage that the Blue Claws have grand slams in back-to-back games, because the first two grand slams in 2021, Nate Fosnot and Jalen Ortiz, came in back-to-back games. Here's the 3-1. That's high, and a leadoff walk. So that's the exact opposite of what Jimenez wanted to do. We're going to four-run lead and walk the leadoff batter. Runner at first, one, and nobody out. I'm going to bring up the second baseman, Viandel Pena.
Greg, let's begin the out-of-town scoreboard here. At Greensboro game now, Greensboro 7-4 over Winston-Salem in the top of the fourth inning in Winston-Salem.
And that one is outside to Pena, one ball, no strike.
Greensboro a half game behind Jersey Shore as we begin the night. And now we have a
mountain visit, Brad Bergeson.
Yeah.
By the way, the Disson grand slam, 106 miles an hour off the bat, and an estimated distance of 410 feet. And that went to the outfield concourse up there in left field. I think Brad is saying to him, and it's like, hey, you got a three-run lead here. They just gave you the lead. Throw the ball over the plate.
He is dealing with the top of the order here. Phillies lead the Red Sox 3-1 at the end of four behind Zach Wheeler. Kyle Schwarber hit the first pitch of the game for a home run. Two more runs scored later in the fourth inning on an error. Phillies lead 3-1 at Fenway Park.
1-0 outside to Pena. Left switch hitter batting left, and the count two balls in. No strikes. He's 0-for-1 with a walk. So Jimenez has missed with 6 of 7 to start this sixth inning, his second inning of work. And that's a breaking ball inside off the mitt of Disson back to the screen. Disson had popped to his feet. That should be a pass ball, it is. Disson had popped to his feet after Glasser bluffed and briefly maybe just took his eye off it, probably looking for the runner, and it pops off his mitt. So a pass ball, and that puts the runner at second with nobody out. 3-0 here on Pena. So a walk would put the tying run in the box. And a fastball is in there at the knees. A strike at 93 miles an hour.
Lehigh Valley trails at Syracuse 8-3 and AAA action up through seven innings up in Syracuse.
Three balls, one strike. Fouled away, third base side, 3-2.
Clearwater, which begins the night in second place, trailing Lakeland, the Detroit affiliate by one game in the Florida State League Western Division, is behind at home against Tampa, 2-0 bottom
they
of
need
the
a
third
win.
Inning.
Because the other thing, they cannot break a tie with Lakeland. So while they're a game out there, essentially they have to make up two in the last nine. 3-2 on Pena. And the pitch is fouled away again up here. That one bounces back down from the sweet level. And the count is full still on Pena. 3 balls and 2 strikes.
Redding trails Portland in Redding tonight. 5-1 Portland, the Red Sox affiliate. And in that ballgame, Otto Kemp walked in his lone at-bat tonight.
Well, he did that a lot here. Breaking ball outside, ball four. So 2 walks to start this inning from Estevez and Jimenez. And that'll bring up a dangerous hitter in Dalen Lyle. 3 homers on the year, 0-for-2 tonight, but 282 on the season. Former second-round pick of Washington. Jimenez coming into today was 2-7 with a 6.6 ERA. He walked 17 batters in 46 innings, so 3.5 or so per nine. Here's Lyle, the left-handed batter, and the first pitch is lined back up the middle. Coming on, Boyd reaching down, makes a nice play. Good catch by Amarian Boyd. Got a good jump on that one from center. One down, the runners back to their bases, first and second. That was 104 off the bat from Dalen Lyle.
And off the bat, that was ticketed for a base hit.
Yeah, that's Boyd, what I thought too, and hung up a little bit.
Closed ground in a hurry.
Greg Brodzinski not taking too many chances. He already has somebody up in the bullpen here. I believe that is Jack Dallas. Wearing the long sleeves tonight is Jack. Temperature's in the mid-60s now. It was about 69, 70 at first pitch. It's cooled off. Don't worry, it'll warm up this weekend.
Yeah, right.
That one is down at its side. 1 ball, no strikes. Supposed to be in 90s, I think, right?
Yeah, 90 by Friday.
By Friday,
yeah.
Maybe high 80s Thursday, 90s on Friday. 1-0 on Jeremy De La Rosa. Left-handed batter. He's 0-for-2, and he skies this one to the other left center. That'll hang up for Schreffler or Boyd, who's got it. They come together, and it's Boyd who makes the catch. The center fielder, two away. Back to second goes Glasser. First, Pena. And the batter, the shortstop, is Kevin Made.
Well, it definitely is June because Kyle Schwarber has hit another home run now tonight. Led off the game with a home run. He hits a solo shot in the fifth. So he's leading Boston 4-1.
Luklaus lead Wilmington 4-1.
Right.
Top of the sixth, and that was an outside from Jimmy. And it's 1 ball, no strikes. Jimenez, 22-year-old from Umare, Venezuela. Has been a starter this season, but working out of the bullpen for the first time this year here tonight. And the 1-0 hit in the air to left, playable. Schreffler going out, Miller coming in, it drops in front of Schreffler, base hit. Here's the throw to the plate, and short hops this, and not in time anyway. A bloop single for Kevin Mata, and Wilmington is within two. It's 4-2 here in the sixth. I thought the ball was going to hang up for him, it didn't. And it drops in front of Schreffler. So Mane gets his 17th ribby of the season. And that'll bring up Trey Harris, the DH. And looking in the Blue Claws dugout at Greg Brodzinski, standing there right now talking to his bench coach, Orlando Munoz. And Jimenez stays in to face Trey Harris. Right-handed batter with two on. And that one, a slider down and outside. It's one ball and no strikes.
Harris, go ahead, Greg, originally drafted by Atlanta in 2018, has 32 career home runs, just one this year in 32 games with Wilmington.
And the 1-0 is on the outside corner. He played for Rome back a few years ago, 2018, and went back to Rome with Wilmington a couple of weeks ago. One ball, one strike on Harris. Fastball inside, 92. Two balls, one strike.
He was traded to Washington in August of 2022.
Last batter here for Jimenez?
No doubt. No doubt. One way or the other.
Yeah. 2-1. Fouled away. He was traded for Ihire.
Him, yeah. Adrianza.
Adrianza.
I looked that up. Adrianza is now with the L.A. Angels, where he is currently on the injured list.
Two balls, two strikes on Harris. First and second and two down. 4-2, Blue Claws, foul back. And it's still 2-2. Looking ahead to the bottom of the sixth inning, Jersey Shore will send up Henry Mendez, Eric Brito, and William Bergoya. Bergoya already 2-for-2 today. Blue Claws have six hits. The big one, though, the grand slam by Disson, bottom of the fifth, which has accounted for all four Jersey Shore runs. Foul back again. Good at bat here by Harris. Yeah. And the count remains two balls and two strikes.
He's getting his rips. He's also getting his hits this year. He's batting at .357 for Wilmington.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. That's what it says up there.
Yeah, that's wrong. He's batting .183.
I was going to say, that can't be right, yeah.
And that one is low, 3-2. Yeah, no, he's batting .183 with a home run and 12 RBI. Yeah. I don't know why it says that on the video board. And I suspect it might actually say that on the MILB TV feed, but that is wrong. Played in double A last year with Harrisburg, hit .249 with two homers. 3-2, two out runners will go. This is the, I believe, 10th pitch of this at bat. And they go, the pitch is a slider, line back up the middle. There's a base hit in the center. Pena coming around third. He'll score. Mane goes to third. It's an RBI single for Harris as Boyd's throw comes into second. And Wilmington has scored twice over the sixth inning. And the Blue Claws lead is 4-3.
Well, Jimenez walked the first two batters here in the top of the sixth, and both have come around to score.
I think that'll do it. That it will. Here comes Greg Brodzinski, the Blue Claws manager. They're going to summon Jack Dallas here in the sixth. And look, I mean, you have a give him a three-run lead in the top of the sixth inning. All you're really asking for is throw the ball over the plate. That's he walks a couple guys and dig his own grave. Here's Dallas, 4-3 game. Call the bullpen brought to you by Provident Bank. With Provident Bank mobile banking, you can bank wherever and whenever you want. Deposit checks on the couch, pay bills to the train, transfer money on the go. No trip to the branch is necessary. Learn more at provident.bank. So Jimenez exits and Jack Dallas enters for the Blue Claws here in the sixth inning. On the year, 1-0, 5.4 ERA, 21 in the third innings, 26 hits, 13 earned runs. He's walked 9. He's struck out 22. Last time out in Greensboro was on Friday, and he threw two scoreless innings in that game. A Blue Claws win. In fact, that was his first two-inning outing since back on May the 11th for Jack, right-hander from Beaumont, Texas, went to Lamar, signed with the Phillies in 2022. You know, you look at his numbers, ERA over 5. Remember, though, he gave up 4 runs in the third of an inning in his season debut. So, numbers a lot cleaner once you take out that. He'll face Elijah Nunez here, the center fielder, with runners on first and third and two down here in the sixth inning. The Blue Claws now clinging to a 1-run lead. Greensboro's tacked on another run in Winston-Salem. They lead it 8-4 as that game has moved into the bottom half of the fourth inning. Blue Claws a half game up on Greensboro with 9 to play, including tonight. First half, for those unaware, ends on June 20th, next Thursday. Luklaus will be in Brooklyn, so basically they split the the series. The first three games of the series, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the last three games of the first half, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the first three games of the second half. Here's Nunez, bats left, first pitch, slider, strike, back door, outside corner, and the count 0-1. Nunez has struck out twice, 4 for 29 with Wilmington. He was a 14th round pick in 2023 out of TCU.
That's a 138 batting average, if the scoreboard is correct.
And that one is laced up third foul out of play. And the count, no balls and two strikes on Elijah Nunez. Played in Carolina, the Carolina League last year with Fredericksburg. Hit 282 in 24 games his draft year. Dallas looking for the strikeout, first and third, two down. One run, Blue Claws lead in the sixth, and he misses high and outside. One ball and two strikes. Blue Claws will have Mendez, Brito, Bergoya against the Wilmington starter. Luke Young will stay in there for the bottom of the inning. Two out, top six, 4-3 Jersey Shore. Dallas from the belt, runner goes at first, slider high, no throw by Disson. And diving in safely is Harris with his second stolen base of the year. So now a base hit by Wilmington would give him the lead. 2-2, the count on Elijah Nunez. Dallas has been here since about this time last year. June 13th, he was called up. And a 2-2. Fly ball to center for Boyd. In his tracks, backs up one step, makes the catch. Side retired. That was not a soft flare. Reasonably hard, but right at Boyd. Wilmington back in at two runs on two hits, two walks, and two left. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Blue Claws 4, Blue Rocks 3. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
So the Blue Claws will try to get back two of the runs they gave up there in the top half of the sixth inning. They lead it 4-3 as we head into the bottom of the sixth. And Henry Mendez, who's twice grounded out the second, leading off against right-hander Luke Young, still in there for Wilmington. Did a nice job except one pitch, that fastball out inside to Mendez, a lefty, ball one that was absolutely tattooed for a grand slam by Jordan Disson in the bottom half of the fifth. 73rd pitch of the night for Young is a little bit low. And a count on Mendez, two balls and no strikes. He's thrown as many as 89 pitches in a game this year as Young, a 22-year-old from Midland Junior College in Texas, 11th round pick in 2022. Here's a high pop, third base side by Mendez. And Mata, the shortstop there on the infield dirt, makes the pinch. So Mendez got a 2-0 fastball, did not do anything with it, pops out. And it'll bring up third baseman Eric Brito. Blue Claws also have a two-game lead on Brooklyn, 2.5 on Hudson Valley. Hudson Valley leads Brooklyn tonight 5-2 in the sixth inning in Wappingers Falls. Brito swings and misses, and the count is nothing and one. So the Blue Claws win. Even if they don't gain ground on Greensboro, they're guaranteed to gain it on at least one of Hudson Valley. Yeah. But I don't know. I got a feeling, Tony, it's going to come down to the end, maybe even next Thursday Brooklyn, the last game. Here's the 0-1 to Brito, and he hits a mile-high fly ball into center. Playable for Nunez, who doesn't see it. He's called off by the right fielder, Jeremy De La Rosa, who makes the catch. Nunez did this before, too, put both palms up. The other one, though, he had all the way. At least we think he did. That one he didn't have, and it was De La Rosa, the right fielder, coming over to make the grab. Two up, two down for hot-hitting William Bergoya. Left-handed batter fouls it away. Third base side, no balls and one strike. These teams will play all the way through until Sunday, which is Father's Day. Always one of the best days of the year at the ballpark. Father-child catch on the field after the game as Bergoya backs away from a fastball. And the count is one ball and one strike. Here's the 1-1. And lines it down the left field line, slicing into the corner and foul. That one ended up in the first row of the third base picnic area. Bounced back into the Bloomington bullpen. One ball, two strikes.
So Otto Kemp is 0-for-1 with a walk tonight in his Reading debut. Cade Fergus has a base hit. But Reading trails at 5-2 in the bottom of the fifth in Reading.
1-2 on Bergoya. And he takes outside. Fergus went to Lehigh last week. Actually, he went to Greensboro with the Blue Claws, then flew to Lehigh. Was there for a few days, then went to Reading, and he's still there. 2-2 on Bergoya. That's high ball three. And the count is full at 3-2. Troy Schreffler on deck for the Claws, who lead it, 4-3. Blue Claws in front. With two down in the sixth, as Young tries to get through this sixth inning. Payoff to the 19-year-old Bergoya's up and away, ball four. So William Abordi has 8 stolen bases this year. And we'll see if he goes. That's the first walk allowed by Luke Young. And here's Schreffler. Now, Tony, the Blue Claws have been dealing with Maxwell Romero unsuccessfully so far this year.
You know, they're going to keep running. I don't know whether Bergoya's going to go or not tonight, but it's in their DNA to steal bases. And
Romero threw out 6 Blue Claws in that series. The first one between the two teams a few weeks ago, a fastball strike, and it's 0-1. And then he threw a Marion Boyd out in the first inning. Big hole on the right side for Schreffler. With the second baseman Pena near the bag, Dugas, the first baseman, holds on Bergoya. Schreffler, right-handed batter. Fastball lined sharply deep out in the left center field. Long run, Daylon Lyle back toward the track. Can't get it. And it one hops off the left center field wall. Bergoya being weaved around third. And the relay throw not made. It squirts away from the shortstop. Mate Schreffler's got a ribby double. And the Blue Claws have a 5-3 lead.
Well, with Otto Kemp, the league's leading hitter, and also Andrik Nava, who is hitting 3-14 with Jersey Shore now at Reading, the Blue Claws are going to have to get some timely hitting elsewhere. And tonight they've gotten it from the number 9 hitter, Jordan Disson with the grand slam, and Troy Schreffler, who's come alive of late as a single, and now a big 2-out RBI double to help give the Blue Claws a little bit more margin for error here in the bottom of the sixth.
Here's Zach Arnold. He takes a curveball high for ball one. So Schreffler, Tony, in the second inning, lined into that 6-4 right. double play at 107. Off the bat, that was 110. And here's the 1-0 to Arnold with Schreffler. Does run well at second. Breaking ball, bounce, fell. Remember, the rules are, right? The baseball gods, you know, if you get an out at 107, you're going to get a hit at like 67.
Right, yeah.
He still owed that.
He still owed
after that ball at 110. That's one of the hardest balls hit by any Blue Claw all year. And breaking ball, squib foul by Arnold at home plate, and the count is 1-2. Jack Dallas is going to stay in and pitch for the Blue Claws in the seventh. There is nobody warming up right now in the bullpen for Jersey Shore. There is, however, action in the bullpen for Wilmington. Schreffler picked up his 11th RBI, by the way, on that RBI double. So 5-3 Blue Claws. Arnold awaits. Here's the pitch. Inside, it gets by Romero. Back to the screen. Schreffler goes to third on the wild pitch. So runner at third with two down. Here's Arnold now with a two-ball, two-strike count. With Disson, who has the game's big hit, the grand slam awaiting in the on-deck circle.
Arnold laid down that bunt back in the fifth inning in which they tried to get the lead runner at third and failed. That loaded the bases for Disson.
Fastball skied off for his foul out of play. 2-2. Actually, that's a good point. You had that, well, it's not quite the same thing, but if you remember before Crawford's grand slam a couple of weeks ago, that was a bunt involved in that. He bunted on the previous pitch.
He tried to
and
bunt.
And then hit the grand slam. Disson didn't try to bunt, but yeah. They nearly got a force out on a bad bunt by Arnold, or not a great bunt by Arnold, who chases a breaking ball in the dirt there, swinging a miss, and the inning is over. So Young finishes his outing on a high note, but allows the RBI double to Troy Schreffler. One run, one hit, one walk, and one left. 5-3 Blue Claws to the seventh on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Jack Dallas back out there for the Blue Claws. We head into the seventh inning. It's 5-3 Jersey Shore. Gavin Dugas, the first baseman, leading it off for the pitch is at the knees, a strike. And the count is nothing and one. Right-hander is Dallas wearing the long sleeve tonight. Breaking ball down and away, one ball and one strike. Dugas homered in the fifth, his first with Wilmington. He hit three earlier this year with their low-A team, the Fredericksburg Nationals. That one inside. And it's 2-1 on Dugas. Blue Claws will get somebody up in the bullpen now. Lefty with a two-run lead. Wilmington will go to the bullpen for the bottom of the seventh. High pop behind the plate, but that'll get out of play. Disson flips away the mask. Doesn't see it, now he does. It's about 10 rows back. I wonder if the light, the sky, the light, I don't know, Tony, but we've seen a few pop-ups. Players on both teams having trouble picking the ball up. That, I believe, is Andrew Walling warming up in the bullpen for Jersey Shore.
Yeah, it's not a clear night. It's mostly cloudy.
Yeah. It's not any different than many other nights. Here's the 2-2. High pop-up again. This time in fair ground, shallow right, Arnold and Bergoglio. Bergoglio calls off Arnold, the second baseman. He's got it. Makes the one-handed catch, one away. That'll bring up catcher Maxwell Romero. It'll be Gene Cabrera tomorrow, Sam Aldegary Thursday for the Blue Claws, who are operating a smidge short, only 10 men in the bullpen instead of what they've been working with, which has been 11 normally. Here's Romero. That one down and inside of the count is 1-0, no strikes. Obviously, that's plenty. Yeah. But the other thing, I think Greg Brodzinski, really having no trouble going to that bullpen, fouled away by Romero, and giving a relatively quick hook to Jimenez, who had been stretched out as a starter earlier this year, because he has a lot of confidence in Cabrera and Aldegary the next two nights to get them relatively deep into the game. Obviously, the game has a little bit more importance as well. Breaking ball inside, 2 balls and a strike. And you'll see the Blue Claws over the course of the season. And most minor league teams, they're going to play the game. Here's a high fly ball into center by Romero. Very well hit. Boyd, long run. Loses his hat. Back to the track. Reaches out and makes the catch. Crossing onto the track out near the boardwalk games. Over towards right center. Nice play by Amari and Boyd. 2 down. Most of the time these games are played for developmental purposes. But now you're at the point here, 9 games left. At least in the Blue Claws case, I think you're going to see them kind of push the chips in a little bit, even more so than normal. And I would say Greg Brodzinski's probably on the more aggressive side of managers. But, obviously you're still managing for development. But now with 9 games left, playoff race, they're going to do everything they can to try to win these games and qualify. Here's Philip Glasser, and that's a strike. Nope, a ball outside from Dallas. Thought it was in there, 1-0.
And they got two relievers on the shelf right now, Alex Rayo and Chuck King, who had been especially effective, is out with a back issue.
1-0. Grounder off third base, hitting right between third and short. Brito and Miller, and out in the left. So Glasser, 2 more hits today for him. He's 17 for his last 38 at the plate. He had doubled in the first inning, walked and scored in the sixth. And that'll bring up Vandel Pena's the tying run. He's walked twice. 2 of the 3 runs for Wilmington reached base on walks, and then the other one was the home run by Dugas. So what do you think? Walling and then Harper? Walling for the eighth, Harper for the ninth. If it stays at 5-3, that would be my guess. In at third creeps Brito, pitched by Dallas way outside. 1-0, no strikes.
In the long ball department, Pena has none this year, 11 in his career, which began in 2018. Flown out tonight and walked twice.
Yeah, he's been around a while, as Pena. And the 1-0. Grounder off first. That's through into right field, the base hit. Around second, Glasser. He's going to third. Up with it. Pineda throw to third on a hop, and not in time. Lunging tag. Brito a bit late. And in at third safely is Philip Glasser. Base hit for Pena. Back-to-back Blue Rocks hits, and they have runners at first and third. And 2 down for maybe their top hitter, yeah. Daylon Lyle.
Number 7 prospect in the national system. First in the league in triples with 6.
And here comes Greg Brodzinski with a left-handed hitter up and a good lefty. They're going to bring in Walling.
Yeah, the bull not taking any chances here, or at least that's his theory. He's playing this like a playoff-type game, which it in effect is. Blue Claws with that half-game lead with 9 to go in the first half, including tonight.
Walling's actually been better this year against righties than lefties. I don't know how much you can try into that. It's only 30 at-bats against lefties, but he's given up 2 homers and a double in those 30 at-bats. Last year, though, he was unhittable by left-handed hitters. They were 5 for 60 against him between Clearwater and here with 28 strikeouts in those 60 at-bats. So 5-3, Jersey Shore, first and third, 2 out for Daylon Lyle. And the call to the bullpen is brought to you by Provident Bank. Whether you're saving for retirement, want a checking account with some robust benefits, or a custom loan for your small business, Provident Bank is committed to making it happen. That's a commitment you can count on. Learn more at provident.bank. So Lyle this year against lefties, 263, 8 strikeouts in 38 at-bats against righties, 290, 24 strikeouts in 155 at-bats. Last year, however, he was 12 for 34 against left-handed pitchers with Fredericksburg, 4 for 25 with Wilmington. So, you know, he can hit them. But, you know, you play the percentages. Walling, a fastball slider guy. And last year especially, that slider was just absolute death on left-handed hitters. So Lyle will be the batter against Walling here with runners at first and second and two down here in the top half of the seventh inning. Lyle was second-round pick in 2021 high school in Louisville, Kentucky. He was the Gatorade Player of the Year in Kentucky in both 2020 and 2021. Walling set of the belt. The lefty's first pitch is outside. And the count, one ball and no strikes on the season. Walling 4-0, 1.96 ERA, 23 innings, only 12 hits, but 18 walks and 30 strikeouts. The walks have been an issue. Here's the 1-0, and that's outside, a breaking ball, two balls and no strikes. On deck is another lefty in Jeremy De La Rosa. Vancouver, Washington, hometown of Andrew Walling. And he's set for the 2-0 to Lyle. Swing and a miss. Like a splitter. And the count is 2-1.
Yeah, Lyle probably sitting on a fastball there. Didn't get it.
Luklaus up 5-3. Blue Rocks threatening. Tying run at first. Go ahead, run to the plate. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss. Good slider by Walling. And the count is 0-2. So Walling trying to dial up here what would be a huge strikeout. Wilmington stranded runners at second and third in the sixth. And they have runners at first and third here in the seventh. Two men down. Walling from the stretch. And here's the pitch. Slider outside. Trying to get in the chase. And the count 3-2. So mostly off speed. Slider. Like one splitter, a changeup. What does he go to here? On 3-2.
Another slider.
That's what I think as well. Here it is. Slider, broken bat. Ball squirts back toward the middle. And diving is Miller. Makes a great play. Gets up. Throws to third. And they have the runner hung up between second and third. Breer throws high. Lunging tag Bergoya. They got him. What a play by Aiden Miller. How about that? A run does score. But at least that gets the Blue Claws further out of the inning. Tremendous play by Miller behind second base. He was way back there. In shallow center, that'll be a single for Lyle, and the out is 6-5-4, inning over. However, Wilmington does get the run back, two out, nobody on, they do score. One run on three hits, no errors, and one left. What a play, though, by Miller. Stretch dive at short town, 5-4, Jersey Shore, Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy. Together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me. Jordan Zinn, the new pitcher for Wilmington. First pitch is outside. In the count, one ball, no strikes on Jordan Disson, who, when last seen, smashed a grand slam over the Wall and left out of the outfield. Concourse to give the Blue Claws a 4-1 lead. It's now 5-4, bottom of the seventh. And Zinn deals, popped up by Disson over our heads out of play. Seventh inning stretch brought to you by JAG Physical Therapy. Private service and trusted in-network resource for physical and occupational therapy services. Over 13 convenient locations throughout Ocean and Monmouth counties. Our friends at JAG Physical Therapy, fully committed to helping you get back the life you love. Visit jagpt.com. So Disson, 2-for-2. He had singled back in the third inning as well. He's up over the Mendoza line now at 202. And he takes that one low. 2 balls, 1 strike. 6 homers, 23 RBIs for Disson. Zinn has had a good year. 4 runs in 18 2/3 innings on 9 hits. However, he's walked 16 batters in those 18 2/3 innings. Struck out 25. Right-hander. Fastball popped up again. This one in play out in front of the mound. Romero flips away the mask on the grass in front of home plate. Makes the catch for out number one. That one way up there, but Jordan Disson, he's retired. Zinn, 25-year-old from Chevy Chase, Maryland, went to Harvard and signed with the Nationals back in 2022. Pitched with Wilmington last year, 3.65 ERA in 36 games. So one out, nobody on. Here's a Marion Boyd. And all is quiet in the Blue Claws bullpen. It will be Walling again for the eighth. It's Boyd, looks at a curveball high and outside. And have a count, 1 ball and no strikes.
So here's where I'd sort of like to see Boyd try to lay one down. The third baseman is playing.
He's in. Yeah. The first baseman's
even with
back,
the bag.
Though.
Yeah, but yeah. That direction.
Boyd checks, swing, fouls it back, 1-1. Boyd 7-for-18 coming into today. He's 0-for-3, though. Had 3 hits on Sunday, including a grand slam. One and one on Boyd. And the pitch is swung on a miss. Chased a high fastball. Pretty amazing. Blue Claws had 3 grand slams in 20, 21, 2, and 3. And they have 3 grand slams between May 30th and today, which is, of course, June 11th. 1-2, the pitch. Lifted foul down first out of play. And it's still 1 ball and 2 strikes on Boyd.
And they're not from the most likely sources either. I mean, Crawford does have pop a little, but, you know, he's not considered a slugger. Marion Boyd, just his second home run in over 500 professional at-bats, was the grand slam.
Disson's got pop.
Yeah.
Boyd pops this one up behind the plate, foul ground, right side. Romero tosses away the mask, makes the catch. He's caught 3 pop-ups today, has Maxwell Romero, the catcher, 2-0, and here's Aiden Miller.
Still Disson, though he does have pop, you just figure he's your ninth place hitter, you don't necessarily consider him a home run threat, though he's proving to be. He's got 6 now this season and 10 in his career.
Right-handed batter is Miller, looking for his first hit of the night, and as a Blue Claws 0-for-3, first pitch lays off a high fastball. It's 1-0. Aiden said he flew up last night with Luis Caicudo, catcher, and George Clausen, a pitcher. Clausen will start Friday. And that one is on the inside corner, called strike. And the count is 1-1. It's only the second time in Blue Claws history, curveball high, 2-1, that they've had two first-round picks on the roster simultaneously. The other was at the end of 2017 when they had Adam Haseley and Mickey Monien. 2-1 to Miller. Strike on the outside. Called the ball by Jamal Allen, the home plate umpire. And the count is 3-1. So hitters count here for Aiden. And he rips one foul. First 3-2. He has flown to right, struck out, swinging and grounded to the third. That one run right into the first base party deck. Earl Construction is in there tonight. And somebody made a nice catch over there. And got a souvenir. 3-2 on Miller. Here's the pitch from Zinn. Swing and a miss. Chased a high fastball. Home run swing by Miller. But he's down swinging for the final out of the seventh. No runs, no hits, none left. We go to the eighth inning. Blue Claws up a run, 5-4. Jersey Shore, Valley Live, Lookmans.com, MILB TV.
Now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Join the fun in Shore Town.
Claws up 5-4. We go to the eighth inning. Six outs needed for Jersey Shore. They are clinging to a half-game lead in the SAL Northern Division. Nine games left, including tonight. Blue Claws leading Greensboro. Here's Jeremy De La Rosa, and Andrew Walling starts him with a slider in there for a call and strike. And the count is nothing and one. De La Rosa is 0-for-3. Began the year with Fredericksburg, where he was hitting 306. Fly ball shallow left. Schreffler races in, gets there, and makes the one-handed grab from left field. So Walling gets De La Rosa to fly out, one away. And that'll bring up Kevin Mate, the shortstop. Mate originally signed with the Cubs and then got traded to the Nationals last year for Jaimer Candelario in that deal at the deadline. That one down and inside, and a count, one ball, no strikes. He was playing last year in the Midwest League with South Bend, the South Bend Cubs. They've been the Cubs affiliate for many years. And then finished last year with Wilmington, and he's back here this year, hitting 231 coming into tonight. Walling's pitches inside corner, called strike. And the count, one and one. I think the plan would be Daniel Harper for the ninth inning. But it could also be Gunnar Mayer, who's pitched very well. Either one, that one way outside. And the count is two balls and one strike on Mate. Harper has five saves to lead the Blue Claws. He had one on Saturday at Greensboro, that crazy Blue Claws comeback. Mayer has three. His last was on May 28th. Hard one hopper to short. Miller's got it. And he steps and throws high to first. Off the bat comes Arnold. He applies the tag, and they get the out. So Miller made a nice play on the grounder, but then made a high throw. Arnold mails him out. 6-3 on the putout. Two men away for Trey Harris, the designated hitter. And I believe that is, in fact, Daniel Harper warming up now in the bullpen for Jersey Shore. So Walling trying to get Harris here. It'll post a 1-2-3 inning. Laclos haven't thrown one since the third. And Walling delivers a strike, 0-1. Mitch Newborn gave him a leadoff double in the first inning and then retired the next nine batters he faced, and then threw a scoreless fourth as well. Fastball outside at 94 from Walling, and it's one ball, one strike.
Yeah, Nurnberg looked really good. I mean, that's encouraging for him on the Blue Claws tonight. Next time, maybe five innings?
Yeah. 1-1. Grounder under the glove of Walling, who jumped over it, but it goes right to Bergoya at second, throws to first for the out, and the side retired. Good work by Andrew Walling, a 1-2-3 inning. We have played 7.5. Blue Claws lead at 5-4 on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Blue Claws really want to tack on a run or two here. We go to the bottom half of the eighth inning in Jersey Shore, leading it by a score of 5-4. Daniel Harper will pitch the ninth inning. And the first pitch to Leandro Pineda is in there for a called strike.
Yeah, Wilmington will have 7, 8, and 9 in the ninth inning to face Harper.
Pineda extended his hitting streak to 15 games with a double in the first inning. And he takes a high fastball. Count is 1-1. Pineda has a chance to be the first Blue Claws hitter since 2016. Zach Coppola. Check swing, and he went around, ball in the dirt. And it's 1-2. Hit 300 for Jersey Shore with in 200 at-bats. He's at 201 at-bats right now and came into the day at 307. Seven homers, 40 ribbies. Had a tremendous year. Open stance to the left side. Pitch by Zinn is swung on and got him strike three. Second strikeout for Zinn, who's retired all four that he's faced. It brings up Henry Mendez, who's grounded out twice and popped it short. Jordan Disson's grand slam in the bottom of the fifth. The big blow of this game, driven in 4 of the 5 Blue Claws runs. Mendez fouls one back up here and hits off the facing of the second deck and caroms down. The only other Blue Claws run, courtesy of Troy Schreffler, an RBI double to left center in the bottom half of inning number 6. Eric Brito on deck. Zinn out of the stretch. The 0-1 is a curveball high for a ball, and it's 1-1. Harper with 5 saves to lead the Blue Claws. He has had a tremendous season. Right-hander from the Kansas City area, drafted out of the University of Kentucky, bouncing back. Last year, his season got thrown off kilter right away when he had surgery to remove bone spurs in his elbow. But he's been sharp from the get-go this year. Here's a line shot by Mendez, the center, coming on, though, and making the grab, Nunez. And that's out number 2. Luklaus hit a few balls.
Really?
Right on the button tonight. That one from Mendez was 102 off the bat. I think they have at least 4, maybe 5 triple-digit exit velocities tonight. A couple of them, but nothing to show for it. And here's Eric Brito has walked, struck out, and flown to right. Blue Claws a half-game lead on Greensboro, who leads Winston-Salem 8-5 with Greensboro batting in the top of the seventh inning in Winston-Salem tonight as Brito takes outside 1-0. The Dash White Sox affiliates. Greensboro's led that game most of the way, curveball high. Scored two runs in the first inning on a home run, five pitches into the game by Charles McAdoo. Winston-Salem tied it in the bottom of the first, and Greensboro scored five in the second. They've led the whole way since then. Meanwhile, Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. Hudson Valley leads that game 11-4 in the bottom of the sixth. So if all these scores hold, fastball is high, 3-0. The Blue Claws will have a half-game lead on Greensboro. Hudson Valley will stay 2.5 out but move into third, and Brooklyn will fall back to fourth, three games out. 3-0 pitch outside and low, ball four. Brito's on to the second time. And, Tony, I would think this would be a spot where you might as well try. Here's Bergoglio, left-handed batter. Because two out, Bergoglio's been on a good run lately anyway. Give him a chance to drive in a row with a single. He's 2-for-2 today with a walk, and he scored twice. Now, as we've talked about, Maxwell Romero's thrown out 17 base dealers this year, most in the league. Bergoglio is 35 for his last 95 at the plate. He's up to 275 on the season. And he takes a fastball high, one ball, no strikes. He was hitting 145 going into the game on April 30th, which was 6 weeks ago. So just to give you an idea of how well William Bergoglio has been playing.
35 for 95 is a cool 368. No, I did not do that on my head. Well, we'll see here if Rito attempts to take off. Nope.
The pitch a ball. Two and zero on Bergoglio, and that's inside ball three. 3-0. Schreffler's on deck. He had the RBI double in the sixth. Bergoglio and Schreffler each have two hits tonight, as does Disson. That's six of the seven. Taking all the way is William. A strike on the outside corner. Bergoglio won't turn 20 until October. He's the youngest Blue Claw. There goes the runner. Pitch is a balk. So no stolen base. A balk is called. And now they're going to intentionally walk Bergoglio, or are they? The catcher Romero doesn't seem overly positive on that. But Bergoglio is going to go to first base. I think that's a balk and a walk. Now the pitcher Zinn is talking to the plate umpire Jamal Allen, and now Mario Lissen, the Wilmington manager, is going to come out and talk to everybody as well. Greg Brodzinski walks down to talk to Schreffler. I don't know. They called him balk, did they not? They definitely called him balk.
I don't think you can have a balk and a walk at the same time.
Well, you could give him you could intentionally walk ball four. It was 3-1. Yeah, that's what yeah.
Sure.
That's
okay.
All right. If
yeah,
I wasn't
there, there
clear,
you
that,
go.
That's no, what
there
I meant,
you
yeah.
go. Yeah. Okay.
Because it was a 3-1 pitch to Bergoglio, so the balk nullifies the pitch.
Right. Exactly. And then, yeah. And then the intentional walk.
Yeah.
So then why not? Then
I think it's
give him the free pass.
They're trying to figure that one out.
Well, Troy's got two hits tonight.
And the pitch from Zinn is a fastball in there for a called strike. Oh, you know what it was? It was a pitch clock violation.
So there you go.
Thanks, Ethan Gavin, Blue Claws video associate, relays that. Yes, pitch clock violation. Both Connor Kroll put his hands on the base umpire. I thought he signaled the balk, but it was a pitch clock violation, ball four. So no stolen base, of course, either. And Schreffler takes a curveball in there for a called strike. And the count is nothing in two. Zach Arnold would be next for Jersey Shore. 5-4 Blue Claws, bottom of the eighth. Two out. Daniel Harper will pitch the ninth. Zinn out of the stretch and swinging him and gets Schreffler out in front of a curveball for a strike three. Three strikeouts for Zinn. No runs, no hits, and one left. We go to the ninth. Last chance for Wilmington. Claws up 5-4. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care in urology system-wide and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Daniel Harper takes over for Jersey Shore, looking for his sixth save. And what would be the Blue Claws' fifth consecutive win. 5-4 at Jersey Shore. We go to the ninth. Part of the bullpen is brought to you by Provident Bank. Provident Bank Mobile Banking. You can bank wherever and whenever you want. Deposit checks and accounts, pay bills, the train, transfer money on the go. No trip to the branch necessary. Learn more at Provident.bank. Andrew Walling, an inning of the third. One hit, no runs. No walks or strikeouts. Jack Dallas, one inning, two hits, one run, no walks or strikeouts. And Stevenson Jimenez, one and two-thirds innings, three hits and three runs in relief of Mitch Newborn, who went four innings of shutout ball, one hit, one walk, struck out six. Harper, an ERA of a .166, first pitch, fastball outside to left-handed hitting Elian Janunez, one ball, no strikes. 21 innings, 11 hits, eight walks, 30 strikeouts for Harper, who's got five saves, as we said. From the University of Kentucky, fastball, tip foul by Nunez at the plate. Elijah Nunez from TCU, 14th round pick in 2023. Harper picked up his fifth save of the season on Saturday down in Greensboro with a scoreless inning. Blue Claws trailbacking 5-0 in the eighth and rallied to win. Chopped at the plate, foul, 1-2.
Harper can pick up his sixth save tonight. It was tie him for the lead with several others, depending on outcomes elsewhere.
And Harper's other game in Greensboro threw two scoreless innings and four strikeouts last Thursday. Swing and a miss, got him strike three. Blew a fastball by him, 96 miles an hour, one away here in the ninth. Harper's allowed four and runs on the year. Three of them came in April. Since the beginning of May, including that out, 15 innings, one earned run, 20 strikeouts. Here's Gavin Dugas, the first baseman, fastball strike. Dugas out of LSU, a sixth-round pick last year by the Nationals from Houma, Louisiana. Just turned 24 back in May. And the 0-1, slider down and outside for a ball. And the count 1-2. You can't see him, I don't think, but first row in the section to the first base dugout side of home plate. Bunch of fans doing the claws up before. 1-1 high. Two balls, one strike.
So the guy's homered in this ball game. A solo shot. His first of the year with Wilmington in his ninth game.
And he was hitting 340 with Fredericksburg before a call-up, three homers. And he hits this one in the air deep into left field. Back goes Schreffler toward the track. He's there reaching up, makes the catch in front of the wing stop sign, two down.
Yeah, they may want to move him up in the lineup.
I think he just got it off the end of the bat.
Oh, my goodness.
And that'll bring up Maxwell Romero. Greensboro now leads Winston-Salem 11-5. So if that holds and this holds, the Claws will maintain their half-game lead going into Wednesday night. And the pitch by Harper, strike on the outside corner.
Romero with 10 career home runs, and this is his third professional season. That's three this year with Wilmington.
Harper out of the stretch. Here's the 0-1. Popped up foul behind the plate. Out of play. So the count now, nothing and two. And the Blue Claws are one strike away from their fifth consecutive win. They would get to eight games over 500 for the first time this year. Harper from the stretch. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a bouncer foul behind home plate. And the count is still 0-2 on Romero. It was four for his last 32 and hitting just 146. You have some really dangerous hitters, though, after him.
Yeah.
Harper ready again. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Took something off. Got him strike three. The ball game is over. Five in a row for the first place Blue Claws. Your final tonight from Shoretown. It's Jersey Shore 5 and Wilmington 4. Daniel Harper, a 1-2-3 ninth inning with a pair of strikeouts to earn his league-best sixth save of the year. And the Blue Claws win it 5-4 to win their fifth game in a row. So a great night all around for the Blue Claws. Jordan Disson, a grand slam, the big blow. And the Blue Claws pick up a big win. Five runs on seven hits, no errors. For Wilmington, four runs on seven hits and one error. Jack Dallas, we're told, is going to get the win in relief for the Blue Claws. And the starter for Wilmington, Luke Young, will take the loss. He will fall, Young will, to 2-5 on the year. Time of the game is 2 hours and 17 minutes. And I have no idea what the attendance is, but I'm sure they had a good time. Blue Claws get a big win, five in a row, a one-run victory over Wilmington to get to eight games over 500 for the first time this season, and they will maintain no worse than a half-game lead going into action tomorrow night at 7:05 with one of their best on the mound in right-hander Gene Cabrera. So Tony will have a few things to add. He'll check the scoreboard for you. And later tonight, in a little while, on BlueClaws.com, you can get the game recap. Your final, Blue Claws 5, Wilmington 4. I'm Greg Jamboree. Have a wonderful
night. Well, if the Blue Claws are going to stay atop the league, they're going to have to get some key hits from players other than Otto Kemp and Andre Nava, both now with Redding. And Jordan Disson came in tonight hitting just 188 on the season, but he had shown power with five home runs, and number six was a big one, the grand slam that turned the game around. Blue Claws were down 1-0. He put them up 4-1, and they went on to the 5-4 victory. That fifth run, courtesy of Troy Schreffler, he came in hitting just 218 on the season, but his double gave the Blue Claws at the time a 5-3 lead and turned out to be the difference in a 5-4 win. So let's take a look at the, first of all, the Phillies are leading Boston 4-1. Kyle Schwarber, two home runs. Zach Wheeler on the hill for the Phillies in that ballgame. Now in the top of the ninth at Fenway Park. And they got the bottom of the ninth now. And Matt Strom is on for the attempted save. 4-1 Phillies lead at Fenway going to the bottom of the ninth inning. Let's take a look at the Southern League scoreboard, and as Greg mentioned, Greensboro 11-5 over Winston-Salem. So if that holds, again, the Blue Claws will maintain their half-game lead over the Grasshoppers for first place. In the other game that the Blue Claws are interested in, certainly Hudson Valley leads Brooklyn 11-4. Brooklyn began the night two games behind Jersey Shore. Hudson Valley was 2.5, and Hudson Valley with that 11-4 win. Looks like it will climb over Brooklyn, 11-4 lead, I'm sorry, in the bottom of the seventh up in Wappinger Falls, New York. So Hudson Valley would climb over Brooklyn into second place in the SAL North. As far as the Phillies affiliates are concerned, we want to take a look at that Reading game tonight, where Otto Kemp is now a member of the Fighting Phils. Reading trails that one in Reading against Portland, the Red Sox affiliate in the Eastern League. It's an 8-3 ball game through 7 in Reading. Kemp is 0-2 with a walk. Also in the game, Cade Fergus, who went from Jersey Shore to Lehigh Valley briefly, now at Reading, is 1-2 in that ball game. That one, home run by Cade Fergus. Also, Carlos De La Cruz, a former Blue Claw, hit his fifth, a solo shot for Reading, but it trails 8-3. Elsewhere in the Phillies system, Clearwater, which is trying to catch Lakeland in the Florida State League in the FSL Western Division, trails at home against Tampa, the Yankees affiliate, 2-0. They're in the bottom of the seventh at Clearwater, which trails by one game in the standings, but technically two games, because they would lose the tiebreaker to the first place Lakeland Flying Tigers. Lehigh Valley lost to Syracuse tonight, the Mets affiliate in AAA. That was an 8-3 final, Syracuse defeating Lehigh Valley. Elsewhere in the Phillies system, in the Dominican Summer League, the Phillies White lost to the Dominican Summer League Twins by a score of 11-2. And the Phillies Red beat the Giants Orange by a score of 7-6. The Red team is 3-2, and the White team is 1-4. In the Florida Complex League, a game was suspended in the top of the fourth between the FCL Phillies and the Yankees. Phillies trail that one 4-1. Both teams are 16-11. Here tonight again in Lakewood, it was Jersey Shore 5 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. Wilmington 4 runs, 7 hits, and 1 error. Jersey Shore improves to 33-25 with that half game lead in the division. Wilmington is 27-31. Jack Dallas, given credit for the win, he is 2-0. And Luke Young, the starter and loser for Wilmington, is 2-5. And Daniel Harper with his 6th save, which ties him for the division lead. Action continues here tomorrow night at 7:05. Gene Cabrera has the 6th best earned run average in the Sammy League. He takes a 3-2 record, a 3.46 ERA. Into action against Wilmington, their starter not announced. That game again, 7:05. Greg and I will have it for you beginning at 6:50 on Wednesday night. Tonight's game is always produced by Ryan Caldwell. Social media, Taylor Petrangelo and Greg Jamboreese. For Greg, I'm Tony Graham. Again, the final score here tonight in Lakewood, it was Jersey Shore 5 and Wilmington 4. Have a clawsome rest of your night, everybody.